Man suspected in a Canton shooting is now the U.S. Marshals Service Fugitive of the Week. Investigators looking for 41-year-old Stephen Gales, wanted on a felonious assault warrant after a victim was shot in the neck. Anyone with information asked to contact the Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force. Tipsters can remain anonymous. A cash reward is available. Probable cause hearing scheduled for October 7th for a 15-year-old from Canton charged in the fatal shooting of 19-year-old Jordan Horton. Savion Monroe has entered at juvenile court pleas of not true to murder, felonious assault, and firearms charges stemming from the July 14 homicide at Skyline Terrace Apartments. If a judge finds enough evidence, the court will decide whether Monroe can be rehabilitated in the juvenile system or should be transferred to adult court. Monroe remains in juvenile detention pending the hearings. The Starr County Sheriff's Office urging residents to sign up for a community blood drive as the Red Cross faces a national blood crisis. Officials say donations have fallen to a four-year summer low with an urgent need for type O blood. The blood drive is Thursday from noon until 6. Registration available at redcrossblood.org or through the link on the Sheriff's Office Facebook page. Plain Township officials will take another look at a contentious housing development proposal next month. The Zoning Commission is scheduled an August 12th public hearing on a revised rezoning request from Richfield-based K. Hovenian Homes. The developers reduced the project from 120 to 106 single-family homes and added larger buffer areas. Trustees rejected a similar plan in February. Childhood dream came true for Gianna Phillips. Saturday night, the 17-year-old Alliance High School senior was crowned the 2026 Greater Alliance Carnation Festival Queen. Phillips, sponsored by Chick-fil-A of Alliance, also won the Miss Congeniality Award. Chloe Ginter of Lexington Township was named first attendant. Outgoing Queen Brooke Feigenshue passed the crown to her successor. Tuscarawas County residents who visited two Sugar Creek locations are being asked to monitor for possible measles symptoms. Health officials say two people with active measles were at Smoky Lane Stables in the Sugar Creek Stockyard July 17th. The monitoring period runs through August 7th. Anyone who was there is urged to check their MMR vaccination status and contact a healthcare provider before seeking care if symptoms develop. Residents of Midvale were told to shelter in place early Saturday as Tuscarawas County deputies and a SWAT team responded to an armed standoff on Main Street. Authorities were called just before 6 a.m. about an intoxicated man making threats of violence and self-harm. Witnesses reported he had fired a gun near his children. After repeated attempts failed to get him to surrender, SWAT officers entered the home with the help of a flashbang device and a drone. The man was taken into custody without incident. Parents are accused of abusing their children in Portage County. 39-year-old Brandon Detty and 45-year-old Crystal Detty of Branford, Florida, were indicted by a grand jury last month. They were arraigned July 15th on multiple counts, including child endangering. Court documents allege the children suffered beatings, were denied food, and endured other forms of abuse between January 2019 and December 2021. The woman also faces charges of gross sexual imposition and domestic violence. The charges were filed by the sheriff's office. The couple scheduled for a pretrial hearing September 2nd, with a jury trial set for the 15th. New trial date set for a Columbiana man whose prison sentence was overturned by an appeals court. 66-year-old Christopher Maley will return to court October 13th after the 7th District Court of Appeals ruled blood test evidence from an August 2023 crash case should have been suppressed. Maley had been sentenced to 30 months in prison after pleading no contest to vehicular assault and OVI-related charges. He was released from custody after the ruling. Tracy Quimby set to appear in court after being indicted in connection with a deadly hit-and-run crash in East Liverpool. The 34-year-old accused of striking and killing 64-year-old Brady Ingram on Bradshaw Avenue February 4th and leaving the scene. Quimby faces charges of aggravated vehicular homicide and failure to stop after an accident. She was released on $100,000 bond and will be arraigned Thursday. Portage County drug investigation has led to the arrest of a Ravenna man on multiple felony charges. Sheriff's deputies say a search warrant served Friday turned up 18 grams of suspected cocaine, 104 grams of psilocybin mushrooms, a handgun, packaging materials, a scale, and more than $3,400 in cash. A woman staying at the home was released after investigators determined she was there temporarily. Ryan Ratch will make his first court appearance Tuesday on charges connected to the death of a state trooper. The 36-year-old Canfield man was indicted on charges of aggravated vehicular homicide and aggravated vehicular assault and arrested last week. Authorities say the man's truck crashed into Trooper Nicholas Caton's cruiser on Route 11 in Canfield last October. Caton was killed. Another driver was injured. The trooper was helping a disabled vehicle.